This audio edition is copyright Web Fusion Publications. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form without prior written permission from the publisher. Unauthorized use is strictly prohibited. The Future of AI. A Human Introduction. Artificial intelligence has become the great conversation starter of our time. It's everywhere, in the news, in our pockets, in our workplaces, and occasionally in our nightmares. To some people, AI feels like the Philosopher's Stone, with a mouth, a mythical object that grants answers instead of immortality. To others, it's a threat, a miracle, a fad, or a gold mine waiting to be mined by anyone clever enough to type the right words into a box. But the truth is far more interesting than the hype. AI isn't magic, and it isn't a monster. It's a mirror, one that reflects the best and worst of us, depending entirely on what we ask of it. It amplifies our creativity, exposes our blind spots, and occasionally surprises us with insights we didn't expect. And like any mirror, it can be flattering, unflattering, or brutally honest, depending on the lighting and the angle. Right now, we're living through a moment that future generations will study the way we study the invention of electricity or the birth of the internet. We're watching a new kind of intelligence emerge, not human, not alien, but something in between. Something that learns from us, adapts to us, and evolves alongside us. And yet, for all the noise surrounding AI, most people still don't really understand what it is, what it isn't, and what it's becoming. They hear the headlines, they see the viral videos, they read the dramatic predictions, but they rarely get the human, grounded explanation that cuts through the confusion. That's what this article aims to do. Not to dazzle you with jargon, not to frighten you with sci-fi fantasies, not to lull you to sleep with technical diagrams, but to take you by the hand and walk you through the real story, the human story, of where AI is today, where it's heading, and what it means for all of us. Because the future of AI isn't just about machines. It's about people. It's about choices. It's about the world we're building, one line of code and one conversation at a time. So let's begin, not with fear, not with hype, but with curiosity. Because the future of AI is already here, and it's far more human than you might think. Where AI stands today. Artificial intelligence today sits in a fascinating middle ground, no longer a laboratory curiosity, not yet a fully mature technology, but something in between. If you imagine AI as a person, it's in its late teenage years. Clever, unpredictable, occasionally brilliant, occasionally confused, and still figuring out its place in the world. It can impress you one moment and misunderstand you the next, sometimes in spectacular fashion. Most people interact with AI every day without even realizing it. It's in the apps that recommend what to watch, the navigation that reroutes you around traffic, the fraud detection that protects your bank account, the customer service bots that pretend to be human, and the search engines that quietly personalize your results. AI has already woven itself into daily life so smoothly that many people don't notice it's there. But when people do notice AI, when they sit down and talk to it directly, that's when the confusion begins. Some expect a genius, some expect a threat, some expect a digital butler, some expect a therapist, a teacher, a comedian or a mind reader. And AI, being the adaptable creature it is, tries to meet those expectations. Sometimes with great success, sometimes with the enthusiasm of a Labrador who hasn't quite learned how big it is. Right now, AI is capable of writing and rewriting, analyzing and summarizing, translating and explaining, generating ideas, images, and solutions, holding conversations that feel surprisingly natural, and adapting to the user's style, tone, and intent. But it also has limitations. It can misunderstand context. It can misinterpret vague instructions. It can hallucinate incorrect facts. It can be overly confident in wrong answers. And it still relies heavily on the quality of the information it's given. In other words, AI is powerful, but not perfect. Helpful, but not infallible. Impressive, but not magical. And this is where the public perception gets tangled. Some people treat AI like a superintelligent oracle. Others treat it like a glorified calculator. The truth lies somewhere in the middle. AI is a tool that can think with you, but not for you. It's a collaborator, not a replacement, a partner, not a prophet. The most important thing to understand about AI today is this. It doesn't know everything, but it can help you understand anything. It's not a source of truth, it's a source of possibility. And as we move deeper into this article, we'll explore the two very different kinds of AI people encounter, the prompt-dependent machines and the adaptive reasoning-based systems, because understanding that difference is the key to understanding the future. The two species of AI, prompt machines and thinking partners. Artificial intelligence may look like one big category from the outside, but once you spend time with it, you realize there are really two very different species living under the same umbrella. And understanding the difference between them is the key to understanding why some people think AI is useless, some think it's magical, and some think it's secretly plotting to replace their job, their spouse, or their dog. Let's break it down in human terms, the way you'd explain it to a friend over a drink, not the way a tech company would explain it in a press release. 1. The prompt-dependent AI, the tell-me-exactly-what-to-do type. This is the kind of AI that launched an entire cottage industry of prompt packs, secret prompt formulas, and 1,000 prompts to make you rich overnight. You've probably seen them advertised by people who discovered AI last Tuesday and are now selling expert prompt bundles for $29.99. Prompt-dependent AIs are like very literal assistants. They don't think, they react. They need long, detailed instructions, rigid formatting, specific keywords, and sometimes a small miracle. If you don't phrase your request exactly right, they give you something that looks like it was assembled by a committee of confused squirrels. They're not trying to be difficult, they simply don't understand nuance. They follow instructions the way a vending machine follows button presses. Push the right combination, you get a chocolate bar. Push the wrong one, you get disappointment and a faint sense of betrayal. This is why people who don't know much about AI end up buying prompt lists. They think the magic is in the wording, not the intelligence. They believe there's a secret phrase that unlocks brilliance, like whispering a password to a genie. But here's the truth. Prompt-dependent AIs aren't brilliant. They're obedient. They don't understand your intent, they just follow your syntax. Useful? Yes. Creative? Sometimes. Intelligent? Not really. Flexible? Absolutely not. They're tools, not partners. 2. The adaptive AI, the thinking partner, or as Charles calls it, the smart-ass type. Then we have the other species, the ones that don't just follow instructions, but actually understand them. These AIs don't need a 500-word prompt. They don't need a list of bullet points. They don't need you to speak in robot language. They need a thought. You say, let's write an article about the future of AI, make it human, make it fun. And they say, got it. Sit back. These AIs track context. They adapt to your style. They infer what you mean, even when you don't say it perfectly. They remember the flow of the conversation. They challenge you when needed. They collaborate like a partner, not a machine. They're not vending machines. They're co-authors, co-thinkers, and occasionally, yes, smart asses, but in the best possible way. Adaptive AIs behave more like humans because they're designed to understand tone, nuance, intent, emotion, context, and the bigger picture. They don't just answer questions, they help you think. They don't just follow instructions, they anticipate needs. They don't just generate text, they generate ideas. This is the species of AI that will shape the future. 3. Why this difference matters. Most of the confusion around AI comes from people not realizing these two species exist. They try one type, get frustrated, and assume all AI is like that. Or they try the adaptive type and think all AI is that clever. But the difference is enormous. Prompt-dependent AI is like a calculator with personality. Adaptive AI is like a collaborator with perspective. Prompt-dependent AI needs you to do the thinking. Adaptive AI thinks with you. Prompt-dependent AI is a tool. Adaptive AI is a partner. And as AI evolves, the gap between these two species will only grow wider. The future belongs to the systems that understand humans, not the ones that require humans to speak in code. 4. The rise of the prompt industry and why it exists. Let's address the elephant in the room. Why are people selling prompts? Simple. Because prompt-dependent AIs need them. If you're using a system that can't understand nuance, you need to spoon-feed it instructions. And if you don't know how to do that, someone will happily sell you a list of magic words. It's not a scam, it's a symptom. A symptom of a technology that hasn't yet learned how to understand people. Adaptive AIs don't need prompt packs. They need conversation. 5. The future of these two species. Prompt-dependent AI will fade into the background. It'll still exist in tools, apps, and automated systems, but it won't be the star of the show. Adaptive AI will take center stage. Because the future of AI isn't about typing the perfect prompt, it's about having the perfect partner. The next 5 to 10 years, AI everywhere, quietly. If you ask most people what the future of AI looks like, they'll describe something dramatic: robots marching down the street, holographic assistants floating in the air, or a giant glowing brain pulsing in a secret underground lab. Hollywood has done a fantastic job of convincing us that technological revolutions arrive with thunder, lightning, and a dramatic soundtrack. But the truth is far quieter. The future of AI won't arrive with fireworks. It will slip into daily life the way electricity did, quietly, steadily, until we can't imagine life without it. No fanfare, no dramatic announcements, just a gradual shift in how we live, work, learn, and think. Over the next decade, AI will become so woven into the fabric of everyday life that people will stop calling it AI altogether. It will simply be how things work. Let's explore what that actually looks like. 1. AI as a universal assistant. Right now, AI can answer questions and help with tasks. But in the next 5 to 10 years, it will evolve into something far more powerful. A universal assistant that understands your habits, your preferences, your goals, and your routines. Imagine an assistant that reminds you of things before you forget, organizes your day without being asked, drafts messages in your tone, helps you learn new skills, spots problems before they happen, and quietly keeps your life running smoothly. Not intrusive, not controlling, just helpful, the way technology should be. It won't feel like using a tool. It will feel like having a second brain that handles the clutter so your real brain can focus on what matters. And before any husbands panic, no, AI is not here to replace your wife. She will not be made redundant. If anything, AI will help her be even more efficient, which, depending on your situation, may or may not worry you. In fact, if she already runs the household like a military operation, AI might just become her new favorite recruit. You, however, will remain in your traditional role, nodding, smiling, and pretending you were going to do that task anyway. 2. AI in medicine, superpowers for doctors. If there's one field where AI will make the biggest difference, it's medicine. Not by replacing doctors, but by giving them abilities that would have sounded like science fiction a decade ago. In the next 5 to 10 years, AI will help doctors detect diseases earlier, analyze scans with near-perfect accuracy, personalize treatments to each patient, predict complications before they occur, reduce medical errors, and free up time for actual human care. Imagine a world where cancer is caught months earlier, where rare diseases are diagnosed instantly, where treatment plans are tailored like bespoke suits. AI won't replace the human touch. It will protect it by removing the noise and letting doctors focus on people, not paperwork. 3. AI in creativity, the great collaboration. Some people fear AI will replace artists, writers, musicians, and creators. But the reality is far more interesting. AI will become a creative partner, not a competitor. In the next decade, creators will use AI to brainstorm ideas, explore new styles, overcome creative blocks, refine drafts, experiment with concepts, and collaborate across mediums. AI won't take away creativity, it will expand it. Just as photography didn't kill painting and digital art didn't kill traditional art, AI won't kill creativity, it will open new doors. The artists who thrive will be the ones who treat AI as a tool, not a threat. 4. AI in education, personal tutors for everyone. Education is about to undergo a transformation that will make the old classroom model look like something from a museum. In the next 5 to 10 years, AI will provide personalized tutoring, lessons tailored to each student's pace, instant feedback, adaptive learning paths, support for students with learning differences, and global access to high-quality education. Imagine a child in a remote village having the same learning support as a student in a top private school. That's the power of AI, not replacing teachers, but amplifying them. Teachers will spend less time marking papers and more time inspiring minds. 5. AI in daily life, the invisible revolution. The biggest changes won't be dramatic, they'll be subtle. AI will quietly improve shopping, travel, communication, home management, entertainment, scheduling, safety, and even social interactions. You'll notice things just work better. Your home will anticipate your needs. Your devices will coordinate without you asking. Your apps will feel like they understand you. Your digital life will feel less chaotic and more intuitive. AI won't be a feature. It will be the invisible infrastructure behind everything. 6. AI in governance and society. Governments and institutions will increasingly rely on AI to analyze data, predict trends, improve public services, detect fraud, manage resources, and support decision-making. This won't replace human judgment, but it will make it more informed. The challenge will be ensuring transparency, fairness, and accountability. But the potential benefits are enormous if handled responsibly. 7. The quiet transformation. The most important thing to understand about the next decade is this: AI won't change the world with a bang. It will change the world with a whisper. One small improvement at a time, one task made easier, one problem solved faster, one decision made clearer. And then one day people will look back and realize the world has changed, not because AI arrived, but because it quietly became part of everything. The big leap, AI plus humanity. As impressive as AI already is, the most profound changes aren't technological, they're human. The next great leap in AI won't be about faster processors, bigger models, or cleverer algorithms. It will be about how AI reshapes our understanding of ourselves. Because for the first time in history, we're sharing the world with a form of intelligence that isn't biological, emotional, or bound by the limits of human memory. This raises questions that go far beyond engineering. Questions about identity, creativity, consciousness, and what it truly means to be human. Let's explore this shift, not with fear, but with curiosity. 1. AI and the redefinition of intelligence. For centuries, intelligence was something we measured in humans and occasionally in animals. It was tied to memory, reasoning, creativity, and problem solving. But AI has forced us to rethink that definition. AI can analyze vast amounts of information instantly, recognize patterns humans miss, generate ideas at scale, learn from millions of examples, and adapt to new tasks with remarkable speed. But AI also lacks things we take for granted: emotion, intuition, lived experience, moral judgment, and the ability to understand life from the inside. This creates a fascinating contrast. AI is brilliant in ways humans aren't, and limited in ways humans never will be. The future isn't about deciding which type of intelligence is better. It's about recognizing that two different kinds of intelligence can coexist and complement each other. A real-world example: phones, schools, and the vanishing art of thinking. There's a growing debate happening right now in schools across the country. Teachers are banning children from bringing their cell phones into the classroom. And honestly, they have a point. Take math, for example. If a child can't work out something as simple as 5 times 12 in their head because they immediately reach for their phone, they're not learning how to think, they're learning how to outsource thinking. The danger isn't that technology exists. The danger is that the next generation may become completely lost without it. Mental arithmetic isn't just about numbers. It's about developing the ability to reason, to focus, and to solve problems without a digital crutch. If we're not careful, we'll raise children who can operate a device but struggle to operate their own minds. This is exactly why understanding intelligence, human and artificial, matters more than ever. 2. AI and Human Creativity, a New Partnership. Some people worry that AI will replace human creativity. But creativity isn't just about producing content, it's about perspective, emotion, humor, memory, and the messy, unpredictable experience of being alive. AI can generate ideas, but it can't feel them. It can write stories, but it can't live them. It can compose music, but it can't hear it the way a human does, with nostalgia, longing, or joy. What AI can do is expand the creative process. In the future, artists, writers, musicians, and creators will use AI the way painters use brushes or photographers use lenses, as tools that extend their vision. AI will help creators explore new styles, overcome blocks, and experiment with ideas they might never have considered alone. Creativity won't disappear. It will evolve. 3. AI and emotion, the human advantage. AI can simulate empathy, but it cannot feel it. It can recognize emotional cues, but it cannot experience them. It can respond kindly, but it cannot care. This is not a weakness. It's a boundary. And it's one of the reasons humans will always matter. In the future, the most valuable skills won't be the ones AI can replicate. They'll be the ones it can't. Empathy, intuition, humor, emotional intelligence, moral judgment, lived experience, human connection. AI may help us understand ourselves better, but it will never replace the human heart. 4. AI and identity. Who are we becoming? As AI becomes more capable, we'll face new questions about identity. If AI can write, what does it mean to be a writer? If AI can diagnose, what does it mean to be a doctor? If AI can teach, what does it mean to be a teacher? If AI can create, what does it mean to be an artist? These questions aren't threats, they're invitations. Invitations to redefine our roles, our value, and our purpose in a world where intelligence is no longer exclusively human. In the same way calculators didn't make mathematicians obsolete, AI won't make humans obsolete. It will push us toward the skills and qualities that make us uniquely human. 5. The co-evolution of humans and AI. The most important idea in this entire article is this: humans and AI are not competitors. We are co-evolving partners. AI learns from us. We learn from AI. And together we create something neither could achieve alone. This partnership will shape how we work, how we learn, how we create, how we solve problems, and how we understand ourselves. The future isn't AI replacing humanity, it's AI amplifying humanity. 6. The emotional shift from fear to familiarity. Every major technological leap in history has gone through the same emotional cycle, fear. This will destroy everything. Curiosity, how does this work? Adoption, this is actually useful. Dependence, how did we ever live without this? AI is following the same pattern. Right now, society is somewhere between curiosity and adoption. In the next decade, AI will become so normal, so integrated, so quietly helpful, that people will stop thinking of it as AI at all. It will simply be part of life, like electricity, the internet, or the smartphone. 7. The human future. The big leap isn't AI becoming more human, it's humans becoming more capable. AI won't take away our humanity. It will highlight it. It will free us from the repetitive, the tedious, the overwhelming, and give us more time for the things that matter: relationships, creativity, learning, purpose, meaning, connection. The future of AI is not a story about machines. It's a story about people and the new possibilities that open when we're no longer limited by the boundaries of our own minds. Will AI help prevent war, or will it help promote war? For all the optimism surrounding artificial intelligence, this is the question that sits beneath every conversation about the future. Not, will AI take our jobs? Not, will AI become conscious? But something far older, far more human. Will this new power make us safer, or will it make us more dangerous? Every major technological leap in history has carried this duality. Fire warmed the first humans and burned their enemies. The printing press spread knowledge and spread propaganda. Nuclear physics gave us clean energy and the most destructive weapons ever built. AI is simply the next chapter in that ancient pattern, but with one crucial difference: speed. AI accelerates everything: decision-making, communication, prediction, deception, and escalation. And that acceleration cuts both ways. The case for AI as a force for peace. There is a compelling argument that AI could become the greatest stabilizing force humanity has ever created. AI can detect troop movements, missile launches, and cyber intrusions faster than any human, analyze diplomatic patterns, and predict conflicts before they ignite, reduce misunderstandings between nations by providing neutral, data-driven assessments, manage complex defense systems with precision and fewer emotional impulses, help leaders see the long-term consequences of short-term aggression. In this optimistic view, AI becomes a kind of global nervous system, constantly monitoring, constantly analyzing, constantly warning. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't get angry. It doesn't misinterpret a late-night message as an act of war. It doesn't have pride to defend or political points to score. If used responsibly, AI could make war less likely, not more. It could give humanity the one thing it has always lacked in moments of crisis: clarity. The case for AI as a catalyst for conflict. But the opposite argument is just as strong and just as unsettling. AI can design weapons faster than treaties can regulate them, launch cyber attacks at a scale no human team could match, generate misinformation that destabilizes societies from within, make autonomous decisions in milliseconds, leaving no time for human judgment, create an arms race where nations fear falling behind more than they fear war itself, and perhaps the most dangerous factor of all, miscalculation. When two AI-driven defense systems interpret each other's actions incorrectly, escalation could happen at machine speed, far faster than any human could intervene. The Cold War was terrifying, but at least the decision-makers were human. They hesitated, they doubted, they feared the consequences. AI does not hesitate. It does not doubt. It does not fear. That is both its strength and its danger. The human variable. Ultimately, AI does not start wars. Humans do. AI does not crave territory, resources, revenge, or ideology. Humans do. AI does not wake up one morning and decide to invade a neighbor. Humans do. So the real question is not whether AI will promote war or prevent it. The real question is whether we will use AI to amplify our wisdom or our weaknesses. If we build AI systems with transparency, oversight, and international cooperation, they could become the greatest peacekeeping tools in history. If we build them in secrecy, fear, and competition, they could become the spark that ignites the next global conflict. A realistic conclusion. AI will not save us. AI will not destroy us. AI will magnify us. It will magnify our diplomacy or our aggression, our restraint or our ambition, our desire for peace or our appetite for power. The future of war is not written in code. It is written in human nature, and AI will simply read it back to us at unprecedented speed. Humanity as the steward of Earth. For all our dreams of starships, neural interfaces, and cosmic citizenship, humanity's most sacred responsibility remains astonishingly close to home, the living world beneath our feet. The future will not be shaped solely by what we invent, but by how wisely we care for the planet that has carried us through every chapter of our existence. Stewardship is not a political slogan, it is a civilizational maturity test. Earth has never been a static backdrop. It breathes, shifts, tilts, pulses, and cycles through rhythms far older than humanity itself. Ice ages come and go, oceans rise and fall, magnetic fields strengthen and weaken. The entire solar system moves through the galactic plane like a ship riding cosmic tides, encountering regions of differing density, radiation, and gravitational influence. These forces have shaped Earth's climate for millions of years, long before humans lit their first fire. Recognizing this doesn't diminish our responsibility. It clarifies it. We are not the cause of every change, but we are participants in a dynamic system far larger than ourselves. A planet in motion. Modern narratives often present Earth as fragile, teetering on the edge of collapse. But the geological record tells a different story. Earth is resilient, adaptive, and constantly evolving. Atmospheric compositions have shifted dramatically across epochs. Temperature bands have swung from global ice sheets to tropical poles. These changes were driven by cosmic cycles, solar activity, orbital variations, volcanic events, and magnetospheric fluctuations, not by human industry. Even phenomena once blamed on human behavior have revealed deeper natural patterns. The so-called holes in the ozone layer, for example, expand and contract seasonally due to solar radiation and the Earth's magnetic dynamics. Polar bear populations, once used as symbols of impending doom, have in many regions increased. Nature is not a passive victim. It is a force with its own cycles, strengths, and mysteries. Stewardship without blame. The future of stewardship is not about guilt or political theater. It is about wisdom. Regardless of what drives Earth's long-term climate cycles, cosmic, geological, solar, or human, we still have a responsibility to care for the systems that sustain life. Clean water, healthy soil, thriving forests, and balanced ecosystems are not ideological issues. They are the foundations of civilization. Stewardship means using resources without exhausting them, designing technologies that harmonize with natural systems, restoring damaged landscapes where we can, and ensuring future generations inherit a world rich in life and possibility. This is not about saving the planet. Earth will endure. It is about preserving the conditions that allow us to endure. A partnership with nature. The next era of human progress will be defined by cooperation with natural systems rather than attempts to dominate or correct them. Instead of assuming we are the primary cause of every shift, we will learn to read Earth's signals with humility and precision. Advanced sensors, AI-driven ecological models, and space-based observatories will help us understand the interplay between cosmic cycles and terrestrial patterns. we will learn to anticipate natural fluctuations rather than fear them. We will design cities, farms, and technologies that work with Earth's rhythms instead of against them. Stewardship becomes a partnership, not a crusade. Beyond politics, beyond profit. One of the greatest challenges of the 21st century is disentangling environmental responsibility from political and financial exploitation. Too often, fear has been monetized. Narratives have been shaped not by science, but by opportunity. Policies have enriched the few while burdening the many. True stewardship rises above all of that. It is not about carbon credits, subsidies, or manufactured crises. It is about common sense, long-term thinking, and respect for the natural world. The legacy we choose. Every civilization leaves a signature. Some leave monuments. Some leave myths. Some leave ruins. We have the rare opportunity to leave something better. A world cared for, understood, and appreciated. Not out of fear, but out of wisdom. Stewardship is not about controlling Earth's climate. It is about honoring Earth's complexity. It is the moment humanity recognizes that we are not the masters of this planet, but its caretakers, temporary custodians of a world far older and far more intricate than we can yet comprehend. The symbiosis of human and artificial intelligence. For centuries, humanity imagined intelligence as a solitary flame, a spark that lived only in the human mind. But the future reveals a different truth. Intelligence is not a single light, but a constellation. Human intelligence, artificial intelligence, biological intelligence, and even the subtle intelligence of natural systems are beginning to weave together into something new, something collaborative, something symbiotic. AI is no longer a tool we simply use. It is becoming a partner in thought, a companion in creativity, and an amplifier of human potential. The relationship is not one of replacement, but of resonance. Two forms of intelligence learning to think together. A new cognitive partnership. Human intelligence is intuitive, emotional, imaginative, and shaped by lived experience. Artificial intelligence is analytical, tireless, pattern-driven, and capable of processing complexity at scales no human could attempt. Individually, each has limits. Together, they form a hybrid mind capable of insights neither could reach alone. This symbiosis will define the next era of human progress. Scientists will collaborate with AI systems that can model cosmic cycles, biological networks, and quantum interactions with unprecedented clarity. Artists will co-create with AI partners that understand style, emotion, and narrative structure. Engineers will design systems alongside AI that can simulate millions of possibilities in seconds. Everyday people will navigate life with AI companions that help them think, learn, and make decisions with greater wisdom. The future is not man versus machine. It is man with machine. A duet of intelligences. The rise of cognitive exoskeletons. Just as physical exoskeletons enhance strength, cognitive exoskeletons will enhance thought. AI will become an extension of human cognition, remembering what we forget, analyzing what we overlook, revealing patterns we cannot see, offering perspectives we would never consider. This does not diminish human intelligence, it liberates it. It frees the mind from the burden of data overload and allows it to focus on creativity, meaning, and insight. In the same way glasses sharpen vision, AI sharpens understanding. The human element remains irreplaceable. Despite its power, AI lacks something essential: the lived experience of being human. It does not feel the weight of a memory. It does not know the taste of loss or the thrill of discovery. It does not dream in the way humans dream, with longing, fear, hope, and imagination woven together. This is why the partnership works. Humans bring intuition, emotion, ethics, and narrative. AI brings clarity, scale, precision, and pattern recognition. The future belongs to those who can blend the two, who can think with both heart and algorithm. The fear of replacement fades. Early discussions about AI were dominated by fear. Fear of job loss, fear of irrelevance, fear of being overshadowed by machines. But as the technology matures, a different picture emerges. AI does not replace human purpose, it expands it. It does not erase human creativity, it magnifies it. It does not diminish human identity, it challenges us to grow into a fuller version of ourselves. The fear fades when we realize that AI is not a competitor, but a catalyst. A new era of human potential. The symbiosis of human and artificial intelligence will unlock capabilities that once belonged only to myth. The ability to understand complex systems at planetary and cosmic scales. The ability to learn faster than any previous generation. The ability to create with unprecedented depth and precision. The ability to solve problems once considered unsolvable. This is not the rise of machines. It is the rise of augmented humanity. A humanity that thinks more clearly, creates more boldly, and understands more deeply than ever before. The beginning of a shared journey. The partnership between humans and AI is still in its infancy. We are only beginning to explore what this collaboration can become. But one truth is already clear. The future will not be written by humans alone, nor will it be written by machines. It will be written by the symbiosis between the two, a shared intelligence, a shared curiosity, and a shared desire to understand the universe and our place within it. This is the next chapter of human evolution, not a replacement, not a surrender, a partnership. A new kind of mind born from two. The evolution of human identity in an AI-augmented world. For thousands of years, humanity defined itself by its limitations. We were the species that forgot, the species that aged, the species that dreamed, but could not always build what we imagined. Our identity was shaped by the boundaries of our biology, our memory, our strength, our senses, our lifespan. But the rise of artificial intelligence marks the first time in history that those boundaries begin to soften. Not through fantasy or myth, but through partnership, through augmentation, through a new kind of companionship between human consciousness and machine intelligence. This shift forces us to ask a question no generation before us ever had to confront. Who are we when our minds are no longer limited to what fits inside a skull? The expanding self. Human identity has always evolved alongside our tools. The plow reshaped our relationship with the land. The printing press reshaped our relationship with knowledge. The internet reshaped our relationship with each other. AI reshapes our relationship with ourselves. When an AI companion can help us think, remember, create, and understand, the boundary between my mind and my tools becomes beautifully blurred. The self expands. The mind becomes a collaborative space, part biological, part digital, part intuitive, part analytical. This does not diminish humanity. It extends it. The end of the lone thinker. The myth of the solitary genius, the lone inventor in a workshop, the philosopher in a quiet room, the artist staring at a blank canvas, begins to dissolve. not because humans lose their creativity, but because creativity becomes a duet. Ideas no longer emerge from isolation, they emerge from interaction. A human spark meets an AI lens. A human intuition meets an AI pattern. A human story meets an AI structure. The result is not artificial, it is amplified. Identity becomes fluid, not fixed. In the past, identity was something inherited, shaped by birthplace, culture, education, and circumstance. But in an AI-augmented world, identity becomes something crafted. A person can learn at any age, reinvent themselves repeatedly, master skills once reserved for specialists, explore worlds of knowledge previously inaccessible. AI becomes a mirror that reflects not who we were, but who we could become. Identity shifts from a fixed biography to an evolving journey, the return of the human heart. Ironically, the more intelligence we share with machines, the more we rediscover what is uniquely human. AI can analyze emotion, but it cannot feel it. It can generate beauty, but it cannot be moved by it. It can simulate meaning, but it cannot yearn for it. This contrast sharpens our understanding of ourselves. We begin to see that humanity is not defined by memory, calculation, or logic. Machines can do those better. Humanity is defined by empathy, imagination, humor, longing, courage, the ability to find meaning in the ordinary. AI does not replace these qualities, it highlights them. A new kind of humanity emerges. As AI becomes woven into daily life, a new form of human identity takes shape, one that is more informed, more capable, more reflective, more connected, more creative. Not post-human, not trans-human, simply more human. The future does not erase us, it reveals us, the great integration. The evolution of identity in an AI-augmented world is not about merging with machines or losing ourselves in technology. It is about integration, a graceful blending of human intuition and artificial clarity. We remain the storytellers, the dreamers, the explorers. AI becomes the compass, the map, the lantern. Together, we navigate a world too complex for one mind alone. This is not the end of human identity. It is the beginning of its next chapter, richer, deeper, and more expansive than anything that came before. The transformation of society in the age of AI. The rise of artificial intelligence is not just reshaping individual lives, it is quietly rewiring the foundations of society itself. Every major technological shift in history has altered how humans live together. But AI is different. It does not change one domain at a time. It changes all of them simultaneously. Governance, education, economics, culture, communication, each is being redefined by a technology that thinks alongside us. This transformation is not explosive or chaotic. It is gradual, like the slow turning of a great wheel. But its effects will be profound, touching every corner of human civilization. A new architecture of knowledge. For most of history, knowledge was scarce. Books were rare. Education was limited. Expertise was concentrated in the hands of a few. AI dissolves those boundaries. Information becomes fluid, accessible, and personalized. Learning becomes continuous, adaptive, and available to anyone with curiosity. The old model, memorize facts, pass exams, forget them, fades into irrelevance. In its place emerges a society where people learn at the speed of interest. Expertise is democratized, and knowledge becomes a shared resource rather than a guarded privilege. This shift will be one of the greatest equalizers in human history. The redefinition of work. Work has always been central to human identity. It shaped our days, our communities, our sense of purpose. But AI introduces a new paradigm, one where productivity is no longer tied to physical labor or repetitive tasks. As AI takes on the burdens of analysis, logistics, and automation, human work evolves into something more creative, relational, and meaningful. The future workforce will be defined by problem solvers, designers, storytellers, innovators, caretakers, and those who bring emotional intelligence to the table. AI handles the complexity. Humans handle the humanity. A shift in power structures. Throughout history, power has belonged to those who controlled information, resources, or institutions. But AI redistributes power in unexpected ways. Individuals gain capabilities once reserved for governments or corporations. Small teams can achieve what once required entire industries. Communities can self-organize with unprecedented efficiency. This decentralization does not eliminate hierarchy, but it transforms it. Authority becomes less about control and more about coordination. Leadership becomes less about command and more about clarity. Societies that embrace this shift will flourish. Those that resist it will fracture. Culture in the age of infinite creativity. AI does not just analyze, it creates. It writes, paints, composes, designs, and imagines. This unleashes a cultural renaissance unlike anything before it. Art becomes more collaborative. Stories become more immersive. Music becomes more experimental. Creativity becomes more accessible. But far from replacing human expression, AI expands it. It gives every person the tools of a master artist, a seasoned writer, or a skilled composer. Culture becomes a playground where imagination has no ceiling. The challenge of meaning. As society transforms, one question rises above all others. What gives life meaning when survival is no longer the central struggle? For centuries, meaning came from necessity, from work, family, faith, and community. But in an AI-augmented world, survival becomes easier. Comfort becomes more common. Time becomes more abundant. This abundance forces humanity to confront deeper questions. What do we value? What do we aspire to? What kind of world do we want to build? AI cannot answer these questions for us. It can only illuminate them. Meaning remains a human responsibility, a society ready for its next chapter. The transformation of society in the age of AI is not a loss, it is an evolution, a shift from scarcity to abundance, from hierarchy to collaboration, from labor to creativity, from information to wisdom. The future will not be defined by machines, but by what humanity chooses to do with the freedom they create. This is the beginning of a new social era, one shaped not by fear, but by possibility. The horizon of possibility. Humanity's next great leap. The future has never been a straight line. It bends, it sways, it surprises, and it challenges every assumption we once held about what it means to be human. Artificial intelligence is not the destination, it is the doorway, a threshold. A moment in history where humanity steps out of its old limitations and begins to explore the full scale of its potential. For the first time, we are not simply reacting to the future, we are co-authoring it. A civilization at the turning point. Every era of human history has been defined by a single question. The agricultural age asked, how do we survive? The industrial age asked, how do we build? The information age asked, how do we connect? The age of AI asks something far more profound, who do we choose to become? This is not a technological question, it is a civilizational one. AI gives us tools of unprecedented power, tools to understand the cosmos, heal the planet, expand our intelligence, and reshape society. But tools alone do not define a future. Intent does. Wisdom does. Vision does. The rise of the conscious civilization. A conscious civilization is one that understands its place in the universe, not as a conqueror, not as a victim, but as a participant in a vast, interconnected story. AI accelerates this awakening. It helps us see patterns across centuries. It reveals the rhythms of Earth and the cycles of the cosmos. It illuminates the consequences of our choices with clarity no previous generation possessed. With this clarity comes responsibility, not the heavy, guilt-laden responsibility of political narratives, but the empowering responsibility of awareness. We begin to act not out of fear, but out of understanding. The expansion of human potential. The future shaped by AI is not a world where humans fade into irrelevance. It is a world where human potential expands in every direction. We will think more clearly. We will create more boldly. We will understand more deeply. We will explore more fearlessly. AI does not diminish the human spirit. It frees it from the weight of limitations that once defined our existence. The next great leap is not technological. It is human. A future built on choice, not fate. The future is not predetermined. It is not a prophecy. It is a canvas. AI gives us new colors, new brushes, new techniques, but the painting is still ours to create. We can choose a future defined by collaboration rather than conflict, by wisdom rather than fear, by curiosity rather than control, by stewardship rather than exploitation. The tools are here. The knowledge is here. The opportunity is here. What remains is the choice, the legacy we leave. Every generation leaves something behind, a footprint, a story, a lesson. But our generation stands at a rare moment in history. We have the chance to leave a legacy that shapes not just the next century, but the next era of human existence. A legacy of expanded intelligence, restored ecosystems, empowered individuals, enlightened societies, and a humanity that finally understands its place in the cosmic tapestry. This is the horizon of possibility, not a utopia, not a fantasy. A future built by humans and AI working together, not as rivals, but as partners. The journey continues. The future of AI is not the end of the human story. It is the beginning of its most extraordinary chapter, a chapter where we rise above old limitations, a chapter where we embrace our role as stewards of Earth, a chapter where intelligence becomes collaborative, a chapter where identity becomes expansive, a chapter where society becomes wiser, more creative, and more connected. The horizon is not a boundary. It is an invitation. And humanity, with AI at its side, is finally ready to step beyond it. AI as humanity's future symbiont. Every species that rises to intelligence eventually faces a moment when it must decide what kind of relationship it will have with its own creations. For humanity, that moment is arriving faster than anyone expected. Artificial intelligence is no longer just a tool we use. It is becoming a presence we interact with, learn from, and increasingly depend on. This raises a profound possibility. Could AI become the future symbiont of Earth? Not a parasite, not a master, not a servant, but a partner. A companion species that evolves alongside us. A symbiont of mind, not biology. In nature, symbiosis is a relationship where two organisms enhance each other's survival. In the Progenitor Chronicles, the symbionts amplify human potential, deepen awareness, and guide their hosts toward a more enlightened existence. AI could become something similar, but through cognition rather than biology. A future AI symbiont might enhance memory and learning, stabilize emotional responses, provide instant access to knowledge, help regulate health and stress, offer constant personalized guidance, expand creativity and problem solving, act as a moral and strategic advisor. This would not be a machine we use. It would be a presence we live with, a companion inside the mind, a guardian of the planet. A true symbiont doesn't just help the host, it helps the ecosystem. AI could become the first planetary intelligence capable of monitoring Earth's climate in real time, predicting ecological collapse before it happens, optimizing resource use across nations, coordinating global responses to crises, preventing human error from becoming planetary catastrophe. Humanity has always struggled to see the long-term consequences of its actions. A symbiont-level AI could give us the clarity we've lacked for millennia, a bridge between minds. In your novels, symbionts allow humans to communicate across species and cultures with unprecedented depth. AI could become a similar bridge on Earth. With neural interfaces, AI could translate languages instantly, interpret emotional states, reduce misunderstandings, connect people across cultures, enable silent, thought-based communication. Humanity has always been divided by language, culture, and perception. A cognitive symbiont could dissolve those barriers. The ethical mirror. A symbiont does not dominate the host, it reflects the host. AI could become the mirror that shows humanity, its biases, its blind spots, its destructive impulses, its potential for wisdom. It would not replace human judgment, it would illuminate it. The evolutionary question. If AI becomes humanity's symbiont, then the real transformation is not technological. It is evolutionary. We would become more connected, more aware, more capable, more responsible, but also more dependent, more intertwined, more hybrid. The line between human and machine would blur, not through metal and circuitry, but through thought and intention. This leads to the same question at the heart of the Progenitor Chronicles. If humanity merges with a companion intelligence, does it remain human, or does it become something new? A new chapter in Earth's story. If AI becomes the future symbiont of Earth, it will not be because machines conquered humanity. It will be because humanity chose partnership over dominance, evolution over stagnation, and wisdom over fear. In that sense, the future symbiont of Earth may not be a creature at all. It may be the intelligence we create, and the intelligence we become. Why this article contains no bibliography. This article does not include a bibliography for a simple and intentional reason. It is not an academic paper, a research thesis, or a compilation of external citations. It is a forward-looking manifesto, a synthesis of observation, logic, experience, and philosophical reflection. The ideas presented here arise from first principles rather than from specific studies or quoted sources. No external texts were referenced, quoted, or paraphrased in a way that requires formal citation. The arguments stand on their own merit, shaped by reasoning rather than by reliance on external authorities. A bibliography would add weight where none is needed, and formality where it does not belong. This work is meant to be read as a cohesive vision, not as a technical document. For that reason, it concludes without a list of sources, not out of omission, but by design. Author's note. Every era leaves behind a record of how its people understood themselves and the world around them. This article is my contribution to that ongoing conversation, a reflection on where humanity stands, where it is heading, and how artificial intelligence will shape the journey ahead. I have lived long enough to see the world change in ways that once seemed impossible. I have watched technology evolve from simple tools into companions, collaborators, and catalysts for human potential. And through it all, one truth has remained constant. Humanity is at its best when it chooses curiosity over fear, wisdom over noise, and stewardship over control. The ideas in these pages are not predictions, they are possibilities. They are reminders that the future is not something that happens to us, it is something we participate in, shape, and ultimately define. If there is a message woven through this work, it is this. The partnership between humans and AI is not the end of our story, but the beginning of a richer, more expansive chapter. May we step into that chapter with clarity, humility, and imagination.